Polak, as Kamala Harris grills Barrett, 5 Things Media Should Grill Harris About. By Joel B. Polak on October 14, 2020. Senator Kamala Harris, DCA, used her time during Judge Amy Coney Barrett's confirmation hearing on Tuesday to berate the Supreme Court nominee with a litany of false claims about Obamacare in her record. It was a reminder that every time Harris has a little bit of power, she seems to abuse it. Given that many Americans expect Harris to be president instead of Joe Biden if he wins, her record might seem important. But the media show little interest in asking her about it. Here are 5 key abuses of power by Harris. 1. Prosecuting a journalist for exposing Planned Parenthood. As California Attorney General, Harris prosecuted David Dalyden after he made a series of undercover videos showing that Planned Parenthood appeared to be harvesting and selling tissue from aborted babies. He is the first and only journalist ever prosecuted in California for producing undercover video, and Harris allegedly bowed to requests from Planned Parenthood to suppress the video. Dalyden called Harris the greatest threat to civil rights in generations. 2. Shutting down a for-profit college. Democrats have long targeted for-profit colleges for ideological reasons. In 2015, Harris blocked a deal that would have allowed Corinthian College to sell some of its schools to pay its debts, including a federal fine. As a result, 16,000 students had their educations suddenly interrupted, and they had to scramble for help to repay their student loans. 3. Declining to prosecute sexual abuse in the Catholic Church. As Breitbart News contributor Peter Schweitzer has reported, Harris, as San Francisco's district attorney, was the only big city DA not to go after allegations of abuse by priests. San Francisco had that problem, as did other parts of the country. The problem is that under Harris's tenure from 2004 to 2011, she did not prosecute a single case of priests' sexual abuse, Schweitzer said, noting she also shelved ongoing investigations that she had inherited from her predecessor in the job. 4. Pursuing conservative donors, and only conservative donors. As California Attorney General, Harris pursued the names of donors to Americans for Prosperity, the pro-market nonprofit funded, in part, by the Koch brothers. The group, a 501c4 tax-exempt organization, operates under the same tax laws that protected the NAACP during the civil rights struggle. 5. Declining to prosecute a client of her husband. As California Attorney General, Harris also allegedly declined to prosecute a client of her husband's law firm, Schweitzer has reported. Harris found time to crack down on school truancy and prosecute more than 1,900 people for marijuana possession, but failed on numerous occasions to investigate the nutritional supplement giant Herbalife, a high-profile client of Venable LLP, where her husband was a partner. The national political media have not asked Harris about these examples, but the answers are urgent for American voters. Joel B. Polak is senior editor-at-large at Breitbart News and the host of Breitbart News Sunday on Sirius XM Patriot on Sunday evenings from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. ET, 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. PT. His newest ebook is The Trumpian Virtues, The Lessons and Legacy of Donald Trump's Presidency. His recent book, Red November, tells the story of the 2020 Democratic presidential primary from a conservative perspective. He is a winner of the 2018 Robert Novak Journalism Alumni Fellowship. Follow him on Twitter at @JoelPolak.